Global sales of smartphones have fallen for the first time ever in Extreme Tech on February 23rd by Joel Hershka. For 13 years, smartphones have been a massive success story. Year after year, we've seen companies rolling out new products at a variety of price points and market positions. From 2004 to Q3 of 2017, smartphone sales grew year on year, even through the Great Recession. Q4 of 2017 put at least a temporary end to that trend. Gartner reports smartphone sales fell 5.8% in Q4 of 2017 compared with Q4 of 2016. It's tempting to write this off as ordinary variance, but when the market has shown no such variation in the past 51 quarters, it's harder to hand-wave the figure. It's especially more difficult because, in theory, we should be seeing robust growth given that there are huge untapped markets for devices across India and China. Here's Gartner's explanation per research director Anshul Gupta. Two main factors led to the fall in the fourth quarter of 2017. First, upgrades from feature phones to smartphones have slowed down due to lack of quality ultra-low-cost smartphones and users preferring to buy quality feature phones. Second, replacement smartphone users are choosing quality models and keeping them longer, lengthening the replacement cycles of smartphones. Moreover, while demand for high-quality 4G connectivity and better camera features remain strong, high expectations and few incremental benefits during replacement weaken smartphone sales. That's problematic for phone vendors, but not particularly surprising. Smartphone benchmark performance continues to rise year after year, but newer phones have more problems with throttling than older models did and often can't maintain their top frequencies very long. Feature improvements have slowed because it's much harder to find improvements in a 4-5 wide handset that keeps getting thinner while users demand battery life. In short, the smartphone industry may just have slammed into the same issues that have kept the PC market from growing very much. FaceTime and integrated digital assistants aren't universally appealing as the 1.5 to 2 times performance gains, faster storage, or a dramatic leap in screen resolution. Apple sold 5% fewer smartphones in Q4 compared with the previous year. Samsung saw a smaller Q4 decline. Huawei and Xiaomi were the big winners, particularly Xiaomi, which nearly doubled its market share from the same period in 2016. Smartphone sales still rose in the full year, up 2%, but that's a tiny gain compared with what we used to see. Investors and analysts will be watching to see if the Q4 2017 drop becomes a trend or if the market stabilizes. I imagine there's a bit of Schussfrage from the PC market, given that manufacturers in that space have been struggling with exactly the same problem. How do you build features compelling enough to drive upgrade cycles when raw performance has largely stalled out?